So tonight I want to talk for a little bit about shofar. We know we've already started blowing the shofar in Elul. We blow the shofar after davening, and you know, some of us, it might be a little annoying to stay until the end of davening. Whatever it is, we have started with the shofar, and I want to talk a little bit about the shofar and its role during the Yom Noraim. We know Rosh Hashanah in the Torah is referred to as Yom Truah. It's referred to as the day of the blast of the shofar. So clearly we know Rosh Hashanah is a very important day to us. So clearly there's something there. There's something about the shofar which is so key to these days. And we know whether this is a mitzvah mideoraisa or a mitzvah miderabbanan is a machlokes. The Rambam has a very interesting lashon Hilchos Tshuva. He says, Afa pisha tkiya shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeros ha-kasuv. So even though it's a gzeros ha-kasuv, it's a pasuk, remez yeshbo klomar uru yeshenim mishinaslem. He says there's a remez to this in Chazal which tells us we need to wake up from our slumber. The goal of the shofar is to wake us up from our slumber. We're all doing what we're doing during the year, and we get into some slumps, and it's not always so easy, and the shofar is there to wake us up. But he says it's gzeros ha-kasuv. It seems to be a mitzvah mideoraisa. We see how important the shofar is. So tonight I just want to analyze a few Ma'amari Chazal and a few things throughout the Torah which seem to paint a little bit of a strange picture about shofar. And I want to try to understand exactly what the role of the shofar is. In Bamidbar Perek Yud Pasuk Tes, the Pasuk tells us something very interesting. The Pasuk says, V'chi savo'u milchama ba'artzechem, al atzar ha-tzorer eschem, v'arayosem b'chatzotzeros v'nizkartem lefnei Hashem elokeichem v'noshatem me'oyveichem. When we go out to war, we're going to blow the shofars and we're going to remember that God is there to save us. So we're going out to war, and the thing we're going to do is blow the shofars, the chatzotzeros. What? Why? Why are we blowing the shofar at such a time? Why are we blowing the shofar at these times of war? That's question number one. Question number two, there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara is talking about which type of horn someone is allowed to use, someone's not allowed to use, cow horns, ram horns, Ein Kategor Nasa Senegor. We don't want to use cow horns because it reminds Hashem of the Egel HaZav. So we don't want to use certain types of horns. And the Gemara ends by talking about where the shofar should be blown. And it says, even though the shofar could be blown outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it's as if it's being blown within the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what's this all about? What does this mean that it's as if that the shofar is being blown inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim? What is the deeper message there? What's Chazal trying to teach us? That's question number two. Question number three. In Sefer Yehoshua and Perek Vav, we have the story of Yehoshua and Yericho. Yehoshua takes over for Moshe as the leader of the Jewish people. And Yehoshua, they cross the Yarden and they want to conquer Yericho. They send two spies. They figure out the way they're going to do it. And Hashem tells them, walk around for 6 days and have seven Nevi'im or seven people carrying around shofars. On the seventh day, walk around seven times, blow the shofar and cry out to Hashem and you're going to win. Again, we see the shofar is playing this role in the times of war. What exactly is the shofar doing here? What's going on? That's question number three. Question number four is if we look in the Shemona Esrei that we say on Rosh Hashanah, so in Musaf we have Malkios Achronos the Shofros, and we have Shofros, which is where we discuss the shofar and blow the shofar, and it's smack in the middle of Shemona Esrei. In certain shuls, I don't think they do it here, the shofar is actually blown in the middle of the silent Shemona Esrei. The Chazan looks around in the middle to see if everyone's up to the same spot, and the shofar is blown literally in the middle of Shemona Esrei. And for us, okay, we do it in Chazarat HaShatz, which is also technically part of Shemona Esrei. What kind of placement is this for the shofar? What's going on? Why is it placed over here? So we have four questions. Just to review what the four questions were. We had the Pasuk in Bamidbar, which seemed to say that we use the shofros at the time of war. We had the story by Yehoshua and Perek Vav, where again, we're using the shofar at the time of war to somehow defeat our enemies. Question number three is that the shofar, it's as if it's being blown inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What's this all about? And question number four is, why do we do the shofar in the middle of Shemona Esrei? Why is this the placement? To answer all of these questions, the Rav Soloveitchik had a beautiful yesod. And he explains to us what shofar is really all about. He says, if we look at the lashon that we say in Shemona Esrei, in the Musaf of Shemona Esrei, we say, Ki ata shomea kol shofar, Umazin trua vein domelach. Because you, Hashem, you listen to our call of the shofar, you listen to the voice of the shofar, and you listen to our trua, and there's no one like you. Says the Rav, what we see from here is that shofar functions as a tefillah. It's some sort of special tefillah, something which we can't necessarily understand. It's a silent prayer. And this is what the shofar's doing. This is what the goal of the shofar is. The shofar serves as some sort of tefillah. And by saying this, with this understanding of shofar, we can answer all of our questions. Why are we using shofar in the middle of war? Well, we know there's a machlokas about whether there's a chiyuv to daven or not. Do we have to daven every single day? Is it a din mi deoraisa? Does the Torah tell us to daven? So there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban as to whether we have to. But everyone seems to agree, when we have an eis tzara, when we have a time of difficulty, then you do need to daven. It's a din deoraisa to daven in such a time. So in a time of war, of course that's a time of tzara. That's the biggest eis tzara we can think of. So that's exactly why we need the shofar, because the shofar is a form of tefillah. We need tefillah during that time. We need the shofar during that time. The other question, why is it as if we are blowing within the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Well, there's a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that all of our tefillos are supposed to be pointed in the direction of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The goal is to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So if that's true for tefillah, then of course that's true for shofar as well, because shofar is just a glorified tefillah. And why is it in the middle of Shmona Esrei? Is there any other place we can think of it? This is the best possible place, because shofar, again, is some sort of spiritual tefillah, all spiritual, no physical. It's just a voice, a tefillah with no words. That's why it's in the middle of Shmona Esrei. And the Rav brings many proofs for this idea. One of the proofs he brings is from another Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about what shape the shofar is supposed to be in. Is it supposed to be bent, or is it supposed to be straight? And the Gemara goes back and forth and has a whole discussion about which side is right. What should it be? What should it look like? And the Gemara says, maybe it's taloi on how we're supposed to be. If we're supposed to be bent, or if we're supposed to be straight. Rashi on the spot over there explains that he's talking about what our posture is supposed to be like during tefillah. So the Rav says, what does one thing have to do with the other? What does our posture during tefillah have to do with the shape of the shofar? So he says, oh, we see very clearly again that shofar is just some sort of glorified tefillah. It functions as a tefillah, and that's why it's going to be based on our posture within the tefillah. And he points out another diuk in a Rambam. The Rambam says that you need kavana for tefillah. Right? If we want the words to mean something, we need to think about it. We need to know what we're saying. And there's also a din that shofar needs kavana. If someone's just playing the nice song with the shofar, that's not going to work for their chiyuv. So we see this kavana aspect is something which is by shofar and tefillah, because again, we need to understand that shofar functions as a tefillah. Now, what kind of tefillah is this? So we understand shofar is a tefillah, fine, very nice, but what exactly is this tefillah of the shofar? So the Rav explained something extremely beautiful. He said, you know, throughout Rosh Hashanah, we all know how important Rosh Hashanah is. Everything is determined on Rosh Hashanah. That could be understood at another time, but ultimately, everything that's going to happen during this year, we say it, who's going to live, who's going to die, who's going to have money, who's going to not have money, Yanua, Yanuach, all of these things are going to be determined on Rosh Hashanah, and we are swamped. There is so much we want to daven for, so many people we want to have in mind, so much we want to ask for. And you know, like, we're humans. It's hard to remember everything. It's hard to focus on everything. It's a very long davening. It's very hard to focus the whole time. It says the Rav, the shofar is there to tell us, God, you take the rest. We did what we could. We davened for what we think we could have. We tried our best, but ultimately it wasn't enough because there's just so much to ask for. So God, you take us home. You finish it off. You finish off what we were supposed to ask for. One idea, beautiful. The Rav is saying that there's so much to ask for and the shofar is there to finish it off. But the Rav takes this one step further. And he says, you know, sometimes we think we know what's best for us. We think we know what's best. It's not easy. There's so much in this world. There's so many difficulties. And we think if we just had this, if we just had that, then we would be in the position we want. Then we would do what we're expected to do. And we think we know exactly what it is that we need. Says the Rav, this is not always true. And the Rav brings a story from himself. He says that when he was in Europe, he would daven every single day that he should never have to leave Europe. He should never have to come to America. And when he finally came to America, he would go around saying, Baruch Hashem, that Hashem did not listen to my tefillos. Baruch Hashem, if I would have stayed there, I probably would have been wiped out in the war. Now I come here, can you imagine American Jewry without the Rav? Everything would be totally different. Because the Rav was understanding that, you know, sometimes we feel like we know what's best, but at the end of the day, we don't. Says the Rav, another pshat, this could be what the shofar is doing. We spend our entire day on Rosh Hashanah begging, crying, and asking for everything that we can think of. But ultimately, we end the day with all these kolos where we're basically saying to Hashem, look, we think we know what we want, but we don't actually know. You know. Take us home. Do what you know is best for us, because you know we just can't understand it, but we know you're going to take care of us, and that's what the shofar is for. So as we sit here just a few weeks before Rosh Hashanah, and we have the shofar every morning after davening, we should try to figure out what it is that we want, but again, just keep the mindset that at the end of the day, God knows what's best for us, and hopefully we should all have the siyata d'shmaya to see that through. Again, shkoyach to everyone.